My dear brother bishops, my brother priests, brother deacons, fellow religious, beloved seminarians, members of our congregation today, in a very special way, the families of the men we will ordain as priests, and most importantly, the candidates for the priesthood. 3 weeks ago, many sermons and homilies were preached in our churches on chapter 10 of the Gospel of St. John. This was the gospel which contained the fourth of seven I am declarations of Jesus. He declared, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. Each of these declarations tells us something important about Jesus and also about us. The image of the Good Shepherd was greatly loved in the earliest days of the church. The oldest statue ever discovered in Christian antiquity is a statue of a young shepherd boy with a sheep on his shoulders. And the most popular depiction in the Roman catacombs, the places where our earliest brothers and sisters were buried, are 85 instances of Jesus the Good Shepherd. The second most popular was the raising of Lazarus from the dead, which appeared just 66 times. This scriptural image of the Good Shepherd is especially important for those of us who are ordained priests or will be ordained priests today. In this simple analogy, Jesus tells us something central to our life of faith. Like a shepherd, he, Jesus, leads us, feeds us, and protects us. My dear brothers, to be ordained. In the sacrament of holy orders, those who are ordained as priests are inserted into Christ and are chosen by him and in communion with him to carry out the ministry of the one Good Shepherd in the life of our Christian community. In other words, you will be called to lead, to go before God's people, to feed them with his word in Scripture and the sacraments, and to protect them by your strength and your good example. My dear brothers, you are entering Christ's priesthood through the sacrament today. And through the gift and offering of yourselves to Christ, you ask him to both remake you and make use of you. You will unite your lives and your wills to Jesus so that your actions become one with his actions. It will be through you that the Good Shepherd will continue to tend his flock. The flock of God, like sheep, often put themselves in danger's way. and have an uncanny inability to guide and take care of themselves. We know this, and you know this, because you too still remain members of this flock of mindless sheep, and you always will be, even though you are also called to be shepherds. And so we ask you to think about how the Lord will help you to lead, feed, and protect his people. Today's gospel tells us three things about the good shepherds. First of all, they lay down their lives for their sheep. Secondly, they know their sheep, and their sheep know them. And thirdly, they are called by Christ to a unique service of unity. First of all, they lay down their lives. It's important to always remember that the mystery of the cross, which led us in procession today, is at the center of being a good shepherd. Self-sacrifice, self-forgetfulness, self-giving will be required of you. And the cross is not a distant historical event, but is experienced every day in a unique way by Christ in the Eucharist, by those of us who are servants of Christ, his priests in the Eucharist. Your daily Eucharist will become a school of life in which you will learn to give yourself to God and his flock day by day. Through your daily Mass, you will become free and thereby useful to the Lord and his flock for what they need. Secondly, today's gospel tells us, using Jesus' words, about our relationship with his flock. I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. A good shepherd is not satisfied in knowing the names and places and addresses and historical moments in the life of his flock. He must know them in the biblical sense, with the heart. That is how the Father knows Jesus, and Jesus knows his Father. As we heard in today's scripture, the priesthood is not a job. You are not a hireling that keeps office hours and then goes home to your true love. The flock of God is your family. And this is the meaning of your celibacy, free from a particular love, to love the flock of God with your entire being. Thirdly, we learn from today's gospel that the good shepherd has sheep that do not yet belong to this fold. We also learn that Jesus desires that they be led and that they hear his voice. You will be entrusted through the sacrament of holy orders with this ministry or service of unity to become, as Pope Francis so often reminds us, a missionary disciple. And you will be asked to call your flock to become missionary disciples in the service of the gospel, to go to the highways and the hedges, and to deliver God's invitation to the whole world to the banquet of the Lamb. I mentioned earlier in my homily that the earliest scripture we have from Christian history is the image of a young shepherd carrying the lost sheep home on his shoulders. My dear brothers, the ever-young risen Lord is still present in his church. Today, through this sacrament, I entrust you to him to lead you, to feed you, and to protect you all the days of your lives. Our prayer of your brother priests, your families, your friends, the whole church, our prayer is that God may show you only goodness and kindness, that he may follow you all the days of your life. Our prayer is that you may dwell forever in the house of the Lord as you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. May God do this for you, in you, and through you, for all of us.